This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Public health orders. I hope that you will think about the safety of your employees and your patrons and the people that come to your businesses. And I don't know why anyone would want to eat at a restaurant that doesn't follow health orders.
That was Tyrant Sam Page back during the COVID tyrannical efforts he was taking to keep you from going out to eat and shutting down restaurants all over the place. And I really hate to take any glee in the fact that the guy's been indicted, because it should have happened a long time ago for reasons other than it just did. But it's taken this long. We've been dealing with this guy for a long time, and it finally took a complaint that the attorney general followed up on, thank goodness, discovering a misuse of public funds. Basically, is what it is, spending money on a campaign. So welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We mentioned this a little bit in the earlier in the 5 o'clock hour, but we haven't talked a lot about the fact that for the second time in, what, 6 or 7 years, trying to think back to when Steve Stenger was in office.
It was when I was in Channel 4. I remember that going down.
Yeah, we have a county executive who's under indictment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facing felony charges. And, you know, when you look at the breakdown of what Sam Page is accused of, it is so sneaky. You know, there was a list of, I think it was like 100,000 voters or people in the county, and they whittled that down to 55,000. So clearly they were targeting very specific people. It wasn't just informational like they claimed it was to help inform people about Proposition B. It was specifically targeted to people that he felt needed to have this information about why it was negative. It was a bad thing to pass it, because it would have stripped power away from him. It would have allowed the council by majority vote to fire some of Sam Page's department heads. And then the other sneaky thing that he's accused of, Mark, is the postage and the way that they manipulated that to avoid
the bids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if they had to get a bid for it, it would have gone public. And so that allowed them to conceal it.
Well, it's interesting because, of course, I listened to a little bit of the coverage yesterday, and as they are paid to do, Sam Page's attorney, I believe it's Jeff Jensen. Is it Jensen?
I think it's Jensen. That sounds
in
right.
In this case, I think he might have formerly been a U.S. attorney here locally.
Something like that.
And he's arguing, of course, that this is, you know, Page is going to argue this is being done by his enemies and blah, blah, blah. Well, the guy who started this is Tom Sullivan. And I've had Tom Sullivan on this show a long time ago. He's a private citizen who is he's a public funds watchdog, for lack of a better term. I've been covering that guy for 25 years. I mean, he used to the people at MSD used to hate Tom Sullivan because they couldn't get away with anything. He'd go to every meeting and nobody else attended. He would point out things they were doing with the public's money that he disagreed with. And I can honestly look you in the face and tell you that I can look you in the face and tell you that I don't know what Tom Sullivan's politics are. I mean, I've had him on. I've interviewed him as a reporter many times over the years, for sure. And I don't really know what his politics are.
I guess that's kind of a good thing, that his main motivation is just watching out for us, the voters, because clearly there are so many people who are elected to these positions. Not so many people, but people who are very deceptive, and they are going to try to get away with different things that really, for lack of a better word, screw us over.
Yeah.
And you wonder how long Page thought he was going to get away with this. I guess forever. You know,
apparently that's what he thought, but that didn't happen. And again, innocent until proven guilty.
Well, August 29th, I guess, is when his court hearing is set for. So we'll see how this whole thing plays out.
Right. And, you know, folks, if you live in St. Louis County, I got to tell you, I was disheartened would not be nearly strong enough word. But when they reelected that guy, after what he did to this county during COVID, if you're willing to put somebody like that back in power and then watch as he tries to manipulate county council positions and that the job that Gretchen Bangert has now that he tried to get her to drop out of the race so his handpicked candidate could get on council. I mean, he's a master manipulator in addition to being an anesthesiologist. Mm-hmm. Maybe he just needs to go back to being an anesthesiologist.
I wouldn't want that either.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't want to look up. That'll be my luck.
Like I'll Kim have Gardner. To, I don't want her being my nurse. I don't want Sam Page as my anesthesiologist. They can stay very far away from me.
That is a good point. That probably is. All right, coming up here, we're going to get Tom Ackerman on at the bottom of the hour. I know the Cardinals made another trade yesterday as the deadline. Today's the deadline, right?
Today 31st. Is the deadline, 5 o'clock.
Today is the day. Will the Cardinals sell anybody else? I think it was Steven Matz they got rid of this time, right?
Yep, and Helsley.
And Helsley?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I knew it was Matz. I read about that one. We'll talk to Tom about that at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to talk about something you may not know about. That is available at your local gas stations across the country, like convenience stores, people are calling it gas station heroin. Have you heard of this? We're going to check in with Tanya J. Powers on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes, because I had not, and I wanted to find out more about it for you. So we'll get her on chatting about that. We've got David Stokes at the top of the next hour, and he can kind of break down what's going on with the Sam Page situation. And, you know, I don't know how much more we can add to it, but it's a serious breach of the public trust. And it was reported when it happened. And it's a shame that it's taken this long, really, for charges to be filed. Here we are. July 31st. And this would have happened last September or October. That's a long time for that to float out there. So we'll get to it for you coming up in a minute. Right now, I want to get to some of our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Currently trying to do a discharge petition because Congress has continuously messaged on this but refused to actually bring a bill to the floor that would actually force members to vote on it. Hawley has his own version, and I frankly believe if you want to be a stock trader, get into a different career field, but don't do it in Congress. And
Anna Paulina Luna is apparently, she hinted, at odds with Mike Johnson over this, and she's trying to do a discharge petition to do an end run around the House so they can put further restrictions on stock trading by these elected officials.
Over the course of this race, I've been very clear about my view of public safety and the critical role that police have in creating that. Public safety that officers are tasked with delivering while we ask them to respond to nearly every failure of the social safety net.
Isn't it funny how quickly these politicians who are so interested in defunding the police are all for funding the police when election season rolls around? That's the Mondami, the commie up in New York, who suddenly decided, wait a minute, I support the police now. Yeah, right.
You know, Nancy Pelosi became rich by having inside information. She made a fortune with her husband, and I think that's disgraceful. What I do think is Nancy Pelosi should be investigated, because what she has the highest return of anybody practically in the history of Wall Street.
So President Trump supported an effort by Senator Scott to make that part of the bill in the Senate, and Josh Hawley voted against it because he knew it wouldn't pass, according to his words. And that seems to be where the conflict has happened between Trump and Hawley.
Let me just read what he said. I'm sorry that we had some sort of technical issue. Nancy Pelosi became rich.
Why do you have to read that? Here to talk about the 60th anniversary of Medicaid. That's what I agreed to come to talk about.
Yeah, but I wanted
to... what that means in the election.
I wanted to give you a chance just to respond. He accused you of insider trading. What's your response to that?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, there it was. Nancy had agreed to go on CNN, and apparently she told him, or her people told him, she's not here to talk about stock trading, because if you were Nancy Pelosi, you wouldn't want to talk about it either. I'm only here to talk about something else. And, of course, Jake Tapper went there. I'll give him a little bit of credit for it. He wanted to get her reaction to what Trump had said about her. Here's her excuse. Here's her excuse, Kim. It would be like you working at, I don't know, a Fortune 500 company, and because of that, there are restrictions on what you can do buying or selling or trading your stock. There are also restrictions even on what your spouse could do. But that's not the situation in the Senate, right, or the House right now. So in other words, if a House member finds out something, they don't have to call and make the stock trade. They can have their spouse do it, and then there's no restriction on that. It's pretty clear when you ask Pelosi about this, she'll tell you, I didn't have anything to do with it. My husband handles all of that. Well, duh.
Yeah, you told your husband what to do, and then he may have been the one to actually make the call or push the button.
By the way,
but she obviously orchestrated that.
On Friday, we're going to pass a bill that is going to, you know, restrict sales of drug X, and Paul gets the phone call, and he sells all of their shares of that prior to that vote being taken, and then the stock plummets, and they made their profit off of it.
Right.
You know that's happened over and over and over again, not just among the Pelosis, but other members of Congress, and hopefully they're bringing all of that stuff to an end. We hope so. Anyway. All right, coming up, we will find out more about the definition of gas station heroin and how officials are trying to warn people about this around the country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A big issue for some of the local law enforcement officers here that I've talked to has been this explosion of the sale of THC, of hemp-based products to smoke at local. You can pick them up at yard sales and grocery stores, and there's been an attempt to regulate that in recent years because there are small amounts of THC and stuff in this stuff, and you don't really know what you're getting. And I know a lot of local police chiefs have been concerned about that here in Missouri, ones I have spoken to over the years. And they've tried to regulate that, and I think maybe they've had some success in doing that. But that's not the only thing you need to keep an eye out for. We've got Tanya J. Powers with us this morning, and now there's something at the grocery store that they're referring to as gas station heroin. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
So what in the world are we talking about here?
Well, it's a pretty serious thing because the FDA is actually initiating the action to recommend scheduling this stuff as a controlled substance with the DEA.
Wow.
It's called 7-OH. You may be hearing more about it, especially now that they're getting the word out about this. That's short for 7-hydroxymetregenine. It's a really long word. That's why they call it 7-OH. It is by definition an opioid. It is a scientific, you know, version of an opioid, basically. It's just not sold as a prescription. It's sold in convenience stores and vape shops and gas stations and things like that. It's a synthetic concentrated byproduct of kratom. And I want you to remember that word. It's spelled K-R-A-T-O-M.
Yes,
You've seen it, right. Okay, well, that's a plant. It's a tropical tree that's native to Southeast Asia. And sometimes it is sold under names that says kratom alkaloid or kratom gummies or stuff like that. According to the information that we're getting from the FDA, Dr. Marty McCary, the head of the FDA, says, according to the Journal of Medical Chemistry, 7-OH is 13 times more potent than morphine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I want to let that sink in for just a second. This is how important this is for people to understand. It's sold as tablets, gummies, drink mixes, those little shots that you see. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they're marketed as energy shots or something. Some of these may have this in it. Like I said, some they have the labels may say everything from energy to kratom shot to kratom alkaloid gummy, hydroxy with an IE on the end, dietary supplements. It comes in all kinds of different products like this that are marketed in different ways. A lot of them with, you know, bright colors and, you know, stuff like this. If you just Google FDA and 7-OH, if you go to the FDA's website, you will see a lot of information about this stuff. There's even a part where they've sent letters to, I think, 7 companies that are basically telling them to stop selling this, stop marketing this. They also have links in some of those articles on the FDA's website to places where you can actually take a look at photos of what these labels look like, so you know what you're looking for.
Well, I've seen the advertisements at convenience stores for the kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M. How have they sold this as having what's supposed to be the benefit from it for these companies?
A lot of people use kratom to self-treat different things like pain, anxiety, and depression.
Okay.
Even just earlier this week, before this story really hit and before the FDA made this announcement, I was seeing things on social media where people were talking about how they had, you know, somebody had given them some of this stuff, and it, you know, wow, it was, and I was like, and people immediately in the comments were like, yeah, that's not good. This is, you know, watch out for this stuff. Please be careful. Like I said, it is 13 times more potent than morphine. It is a synthetic opioid, basically. Okay. And that's one of the reasons that they're moving to get this as a scheduled controlled substance.
Tanya J. Powers with us from Fox News Radio.
I was going to say, did you already say, Tanya, do you have to be 18 to buy this? Or they're marketing it like more toward kids? Because I know that was the issue with like vape stuff, was they were the colors and everything you mentioned.
Right. Some of the labels do say, you know, underage, you know, not for underage sale or something like that.
But are they carding people?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, it's doubtful.
Right.
I can't imagine where, you know, that there's a lot of carding going on. Mm-hmm. I don't think there is a, you know, like I said, it's not something that's regulated at this point. So I'm guessing no. I would guess that, you know, even if your kid is too young to buy it, you know, they may know somebody who looks older and can, you know, so that's why I said, keep an eye out for these words. If you see something like this, you know, in with that your kid has, or, you know, lying around somewhere, you know what you're looking at when you see it.
It's a great point. Tanya, thank you for the education this morning.
Sure.
All right. Talk soon. Tanya J. Powers with Fox News Radio. How did that fly under the radar for so long? Because I've been seeing that stuff pushed out there in these stores for a long time now. That's pretty amazing. All right, the Cards with a couple of moves. Will they do anything else today since this is the trade deadline? Tom Ackerman up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
a great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom, I have to say, with a name like Blaze Jordan, it should have to be good. But then I look at the description and I see that he's a former slugger, is what they said. A former slugging slugger. Sensation.
Who said he's former?
The post dispatch here says the Cardinals continue dealing since Steven Matz to Boston for a former slugging sensation.
Oh,
is the headline in the Post this morning?
Okay, so I'll try to explain that. I guess so. He's best known for going viral when he was a teenager. In fact, when Blaze Jordan was 11 years old, he was hitting 400-foot home runs and autographs in middle school.
Okay.
When he was in high school, he won a home run derby. It was a national home run derby, if I'm not mistaken. And he was hitting, and this is what went viral, he was hitting home runs like 500 feet. Just a freak of nature, just this young guy, big at that time. And he's big. He's like 6'2", 220.
Pretty good size guy.
It's about what I am, but I don't have the muscles that guy has. He's hitting bombs. Now, in the minor leagues, he did not hit at that sort of rate, but he is right now leading the Red Sox minor leaguers in pretty much every power category. And he's a first baseman, and he hits bombs, and he hits for a high average. So I think what they're saying is a former slugger. So he was known for, like, just hitting bombs and being a batting practice freak.
Not that he can't do it anymore.
And now he's hitting for a higher average, and he's a first baseman. The Red Sox traded him because he's kind of blocked. Like, they already have young first basemen, so he doesn't really have anywhere to go. The Cardinals traded for him because guess who drafted him? Heim Bloom.
There you go. So I see the connection.
Bloom drafted him in 2020 when he took over the organization. That was Bloom's first year with the Red Sox, was 2020. So the kid was drafted when he was 17. He's now 22. A sign that he's pretty good is when the Red Sox fans are whining that they traded him. They're sad to see him go. He's a really popular guy. He's from Mississippi, but right outside of Memphis. So a lot of familiarity around there. So if he goes right to the Memphis Redbirds, I think they're going to just love the fact that he's a hometown kid. And I think he'll attract a lot of attention down there.
Well, let me ask a dumb baseball question.
Yeah, go ahead.
If he's got all of that potential, why has he been in their minor league system for 5 years?
Because he was 17. And most of these guys, you know, it takes a while to move up the ladder. I mean,
so he didn't go to a junior college.
No, he didn't get drafted.
He went straight from high school to the minors.
Yeah, he's a baby.
Okay. All right.
Plus, remember what happened in 2020, COVID. So
yes.
Minor leagues were shut down in 20 and pretty much part of 21. So you had no minor leagues. So everybody got off to a later start anyway. So he didn't really start ascending through the minor league system until 22 was really when you got going. So it's pretty much right on track. This would be year three or four for him as far as a full-time minor leaguer. And now he gets to play. He's very close. He's very close to breaking through. And I think you'll eventually see him play. And I don't get too excited. It's a minor league first baseman. But it's a nice return for Steven Matz, I think. And Matz is a valuable guy to the Red Sox. I mean, he's going to pitch in the middle of their bullpen. He'll pitch multiple innings, wants to be a starter. So when he becomes a free agent at the end of the year, he will pursue being a starter somewhere. And Ryan Helsley, when he becomes a free agent at the end of this year, he will command a lot of money. And he knows it. And so he'll be a free agent. And these are both rentals. So they're going to be pitching for 2 months. And in exchange for that, you got four prospects. Helsley, decent return for a rental. I mean, getting three prospects, none of them are highly rated, although the kid, the shortstop, Jesus Baez, is rated their sixth highest prospect in the Mets organization. Mets got a good one in Hells. Now, he won't close for them. They have a closer, but he'll pitch very high leverage situations, eighth inning. I think the Mets picked up a couple of good ones yesterday. Tyler Rogers is another one who's really good. That side armor they got is good. So
right.
The Mets look like they're in good shape there with Hells. He goes on to New York. Matz goes to Boston, and there will be more. Phil Maton is also a pitcher that everybody's attracted to who has an expiring contract, and he could help somebody, and you could turn him for a prospect. So the Cardinals are getting into a situation here where they're loading up on the future. This was expected. Will there be any unexpected trades between now and 5 p.m.? Maybe. I mean, there could be more. There could be some interest in Nolan Arenado.
I was just going to say.
I doubt it.
But he still has that thing in his contract, the clause where he can reject going to a particular team.
Is
that unlimited? It's not like he gets three that he can reject and then
no,
that's
it? No, he can reject trades, yeah. Okay. So, you know, if I were Nolan, I'd want to play for a team that has a chance to win the World Series. The problem is, how do you find a trading partner that is going to pick up that salary? You see, we have a lockout possibly looming in 2027, and I'm not sure anybody wants to have that sort of salary hanging on them, and I'm not sure the Cardinals are going to pick up a bunch of money to deal them. The reason they would deal them would be for salary relief. You know, everyone loves Nolan Arenado, but he makes a lot of money, and he's not the offensive player he once was. Defensively, he's great. So I don't know if he's going to be dealt or not. I'm sure they're getting calls about him and others. But, you know, could we get an unexpected position player trade? Possibly. But the thing that we knew was going to happen was these relievers with expiring contracts were going to be dealt, and that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah, well, good.
Yep.
We got, what, 8 hours left, 9 hours left?
5 p.m.
Yeah, 5 p.m. Yeah, today so is when we'll
you
know.
Got about 10 hours to go here. And Cam Wax will be all over this thing. I mean, we're going to have trade deadline updates at the top of every hour. We have two shows dedicated to the trade deadline today, one at noon, one at 5. And it'll be a busy day for us, but we're up for it. We've covered many trade deadlines through the years. This one's different than some of the others. Another one back in 23 where the Cardinals traded Jordan Montgomery for some prospects from Texas, and et cetera. They made some deals to bulk up their minor league system. This one, though, had Heim Bloom looking over it. And I think that you've already shown proof here that he's involved at the deadline when they got Blaze Jordan.
That's true.
So it's a nice pickup for them, and I look forward to seeing what they do today.
Have you talked to Coach Drink lately, Drinkwitz?
Not lately.
About
but
the quarterback competition they got down
yeah,
there?
That's interesting. Yeah. That he mentioned the freshman, too, Matt Zollers. So he's got three quarterbacks. Sam Horn, Bo Prabula are the main two. I think they're going to go with Prabula. I mean, they paid a lot of money to get him. I mean, he comes from Penn State. I just have to think, if Sam Horn was going to be the starting quarterback, he probably would have been already, would have taken over. I'm all for it. Drink would completely disagree with me. He'd say that it's a competition. But remember, they paid some NIL money for this guy. They went into the portal and they gave him the best deal. I got to think it's his job to lose. And Prabula is a nice player, good passer, can run, but he doesn't have the full season college experience yet. I'd be curious to see. Everyone seems to like him. He's a leader. So I'd be curious to see how he does.
So we're almost into August. When does when's their first game's not till late August?
Yeah.
Like, isn't like
and I have to go do a sports cast now, but August 30th is the first weekend. August 30th is the Ohio State Texas game. That's what everyone's talking about. Texas at Ohio State's going to be amazing.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right, I'm going to go talk deadline to the people.
All right. Appreciate
Thank you,
Tom.
Folks.
Yep. See you. We appreciate that. That's good. Yeah, that's exciting. I think I'm ready for college football season to start. The Cardinals, obviously the trade deadline's today, Kim. You know what that means, don't you? They've surrendered the season. And
yeah, it means that they're chalking this up to a loss.
They're making tee times for October, wherever they're going to be in the postseason this year, and that's sad. But it is promising. They just drafted that kid that could play next year sometime.
Liam Doyle.
And they've got this one who's a phenom home run hitter in high school and in the minors. He's been doing really well. So Heim Bloom was brought in to bolster who they're bringing up through the minors, and maybe we are on the verge of seeing a couple of new stars here in St. Louis next year.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll try to look on the positive side.
Yeah, that's all we can really do with this. It could happen.
It could. It could happen. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to in other news for you. David Stokes is going to join me at the top of the hour to talk more about the Sam Page indictment and, you know, what that means. Of course, he claims it's political. And nothing like the Steve Stinger case. The really only real comparison there, I guess, is the fact that the most recent two St. Louis County executives have now faced criminal charges And that's pretty embarrassing, to be honest with you. We'll get to David Stokes at about 7:08. We're back in a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, I can see the lawsuits lining up already over this one, Kim. This is a pretty major screw-up. High Noon Vodka Seltzers has had to do a recall because for some reason they stuck their vodka seltzer into cans that say Celsius Energy Drink on the outside.
Which I know those are very popular.
Yeah. Imagine stopping by your local convenience store, grabbing a Celsius on the way out the door, and feeling that warm feeling in a few minutes that you get when you drink vodka.
Yeah, you're drinking them on the way to work, when you're maybe about to do a presentation at your office,
or kids
who are probably drinking these.
Or you don't drink at all, and then all of a sudden you've got a vodka seltzer in you. So anyway, Here's how it happened. Apparently, they both used the same distributor for their cans, and that third party, that company, sent Celsius Energy cans to High Noon by mistake. And High Noon didn't check. They got some minimum wage worker who loaded them into the chute, and they filled them up with vodka and shipped them out.
Oh, my gosh.
Oops.
Whoopsies.
Yep.
If you've been feeling good, you know what's going on.
Yeah, you know why.
Did you see that Duncan released that ad that is kind of a take on the whole American Eagle Sydney Sweeney ad?
No.
Listen to this.
I didn't ask to be the king of summer. It just kind of happened. This tan? Genetics. I just got my color analysis back. Guess what? Golden summer. Literally. I can't help it. Every time I drink a Duncan Golden Hour Refresher, it's like the sun just finds me. So if sipping these refreshers makes me the king of summer, guilty as charged.
Well, let's see what the liberals have to say about that.
That's pretty funny. The whole Sydney Sweeney thing has just gotten so out of overbounds and out of proportion. I just about can't stand it.
They're calling it Nazi propaganda. So if that American Eagle commercial is Nazi propaganda, what is this?
I don't know. I mean, it's in case you missed the original. In case you missed the original, this is. Go ahead and pot that down. I've got to figure out what's playing here in the background. I don't know the answer to that, but I'm thinking it's my friends over at Channel 4.
Usually is.
Listen to this. Here, I'm going to play this.
From parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
Sydney Sweeney has her jeans.
And they're claiming, I saw a claim yesterday that somebody said this is what you get when you get rid of DEI and there's not a person of color in the room, that they were so blinded by the beauty of this blonde-haired white woman that they didn't think that it might offend somebody.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's really stupid that people are trying to claim that ad is racist. I don't like how sexualized it is, because American Eagle to me is geared toward preteens and teenagers. I think it's ridiculous that they went after that ad. But the argument that the left is making about it being racist, that is stupid.
It's stupid. They're trying to sell blue jeans.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
Speaking of stupid, PETA is suing the Maine Lobster Festival because they're saying that they boiled 16,000 lobsters alive and that those lobsters were all tortured. This is one of the largest.
Was anybody dancing around it?
Hey, actually, you know what we did? We killed the lobster. So we danced around with the lobsters, and then you actually, this is kind of graphic, you like hit it in the head.
Oh, here we go.
And
you,
well, that's good. That's
kill
humane.
It, and then you boil it. It was a quick death.
Hey,
they didn't get boiled alive.
No,
I'd rather
excuse.
Be hit in the head than boiled alive.
I refuse to feel guilty for that. Lobster is one of the great delicacies of the world. God gave us that.
They were happy
know.
To sacrifice themselves for us. Ethan.
I want to know
I'm
who.
Sure.
I want to know who the first person was who dove down in the ocean, grabbed one of these, and thought, "I wonder what this tastes like." But God bless them, because
a starving person.
Oh,
I guarantee.
Maybe.
And let me
maybe.
Suck the meat out of the claw. It is kind of weird that we do that,
but it's,
man,
so,
it's so good with
it's
butter.
It's so good.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Well, I don't know anything about this show. I can honestly tell you, I never watched it, but they are looking for contestants in St. Louis for that show, Love is Blind.
It is a big it's a popular show.
So I guess it's a casting call for St. Louis?
Yeah, and they're doing this
Imagine
in multiple...
Imagine being on a vacation.
That's why. That's what was playing earlier. Channel I called it up sure. on Imagine Channel 4 because they're playing that.
It's they always autoplay everything. It's really annoying. I think it's over like 3 months that they shoot it, but it's several cities. So I don't know that St. Louis will be picked,
they're
but I guess
the
they're
only.
At least casting here. We're not the only one. But
New Orleans, Philadelphia, and Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. and Charleston, they're looking for contestants if you want Love to be Blind.
It's like 3 months and people get engaged.
Love can be blind, but Sydney That'll Sweeney's totally still easy out. On the eyes. I say what you want. I don't care. All right, coming up, we'll get to David Stokes from Show Me on the whole Sam Page being indicted by a grand jury. I've got Jim Talent. I've got former Ferguson chief Tom Jackson next hour on that beatdown that happened in Cincinnati. Full hour for you coming up. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.